The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
Welcome back to our continuing coverage. I'm Tony Bruschi. Body cam footage showing Alex Murdaugh injured in the ambulance after the roadside shooting, and some interesting claims being made. That's what the jury got to see in the courtroom in the trial of Alex Murdaugh. Again, I'm going to apologize on the audio of this. It is what it is. We did try to clean up some of the noise as best we could, but they're not audio experts, you know, when you're in a crime scene and you're trying to get the person under control and you're trying to control the situation so everything calms down. Your number one priority is not clear audio for the podcast. It's going to play this back later. So take a listen. A little hard to hear it sometimes, but then it goes back to the courtroom testimony. This is that. Alex Murdaugh in the ambulance after he claims he was shot while changing a tire September 4th of 2021. Agent Ryan Kelly testifying that Murdaugh's story in the ambulance was consistent with his 911 call. It just happens to be that it was all complete BS. Take a listen.
No objection, Your Honor.
It's submitted.
All right, for the record, I am going to publish a portion of that video.
I'm going down the road and had a tire go flat. I pulled over and this car went by me and didn't pay a lot of attention. Truck, but then it turned around, came back. Real nice guy, acted like, and I turned my head and, I mean, boom.
Okay. You know what kind of gun it was?
I don't know what kind of gun it was, but it sounded like a shotgun, even though it was so loud. It didn't sound like a .22. I know that's what they think it is, but it didn't sound like a .22.
It looks like a small caliber hole.
But it was extremely loud.
What's your name?
Alex Murdaugh.
Okay. What's your name?
52768.
Over here, buddy. You're good. You're good. What's a good telephone number, Mr. Murdaugh?
942-1227.
1227. What's your address?
P.O. Box 457.
Box 457, Hatton.
3
So, you said it's a blue pickup. It's a Ford, a GMC, or what?
It wasn't a Ford, I know that.
It wasn't a Ford. Like a Ram type, or?
You know, I think it was a GMC or a Chevrolet, but GMC. I'm not totally positive.
So you got a flat tire, your Mercedes Benz, went inside the road, tried to change the tire. The road car picked up, came inside you, got everything was okay, and the car was, you think of a shotgun in the shop. How many times did you fire?
I think just one time.
What time?
I lost my vision right when it first happened. And I think I was.
All right, for the record, I played that clip from about 14:07 to 14:10 by the timestamp. Was that the defendant in the ambulance at the scene on Saucatchie Road?
Yes, it was.
And did he again tell the story that he had been shot by an unknown assailant?
Yes, the story was consistent.
All right, and did he say at any time during that anyone shot him?
No.
And what did he say the weapon sounded like that shot him?
He said it sounded like a shotgun.
On September 4th, you said you responded to a hospital?
Yes, in Savannah, Georgia.
All right. And who did you see when you were there?
I met with Alex Murdoch and I met with Randy Murdoch.
All right. And did you have a conversation with the defendant?
Yes, I did.
All right. And can you just very generally relate what the defendant said? Did he tell you a very similar story that we've heard from the 911 call in the ambulance video?
Yes. When we arrived in the hospital, Mr. Murdoch was receiving treatment. He was awake and willing to talk to us. At that point, he was the only witness to this incident. We asked him what happened, and he told us a story that was consistent with the 911 call and with what was told to the deputy.
All right. And did he state that a driver had stopped, passed by, turned around, and came back to the location?
Yes. He said similar story, that he was driving along Old Saucatchie. That he hit something significant with his tire, causing it to go flat. So when he pulled over to the side of the road to inspect the tire, it was flat. As he was doing that, he said a dark in color Chevy pickup truck drove by, passed him, turned around, and came back to his location. He said he made contact with the driver, and as Mr. Murdoch turned around to walk back to his vehicle, he said the driver then shot him.
Did he say that the driver of the truck seemed very nice?
He described the driver as a very nice, nice-looking male between 30 and 45 years of age.
Did he tell you what he thought the weapon was that shot him with?
Yes. While he initially said it was a shotgun in the ambulance, when we met with him at the hospital, he identified the weapon as possibly a .22 caliber.
Did he say whether or not he ever lost consciousness?
He said that he lost his vision, dropped down to his knees, but he did not believe he'd lost consciousness.
Did he describe the vehicle of the person that supposedly did this?
Yes, he again described a newer model, dark in color blue Chevy pickup with, I believe, some type of sport tires.
All right. And did he describe the driver at all of this that supposedly was the person who shot him?
Yes, his description of the driver was consistent, a white male between 30 and 40 years of age. He described him as nice looking, a nice person. He described him as having close-cropped hair with a close-cropped facial hair.
And did he say whether or not he would recognize this unknown person if he saw him again?
Yes, Ms. Murdoch told us that if he were to see the person again, he would be able to identify him.
At any point, did he identify specifically any individual, or did he claim that this was an unknown person?
He never gave a specific individual's name. He just said it was someone he did not know.
I'm going to return back to the scene, and I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 544. Okay. All right, I'm going to show you what's.
Thank you.
I'm going to show you what's been marked as States 544, and see if you recognize this particular image.
I do. This was recovered from inside the black Mercedes SUV driven by Mr. Murdoch. It is his. assistant solicitor's badge.
Could I have the helmet real quick, please? All right, is Alex on the screen right now for the jury to see?
Yes, it is.
All right, turning back to let's move into September 5th. Did agents with law enforcement continue to sort of search that scene where the Mercedes had been located?
Yes. So on September 5th, we agents returned to the scene. We were looking for any evidence of involved in the accident. We were looking for the significant piece of debris, and as we were searching the roadway around where the Mercedes had pulled off, we searched across the street in the grass area, and we were recovered a gray in color utility knife.
Did law enforcement, did you notice any sort of debris or anything like had been described by the defendant as supposedly causing the damage to the tire?
No, we searched the area extensively, and we never were able to locate this significant piece of debris that Mr. Murdoch described as causing his tire to go flat.
I'll show you what's been marked as State's 546, and do you recognize that image?
Yes, I do.
And tell the jury what that is, please.
That is the folding knife that was recovered across the road from where Mr. Murdoch's vehicle was parked.
All right, this time, I believe without additional objection, the state would move into State's 546.
No additional objections, Your Honor.
It's admitted.
All right, and is that the knife as it was found laying in the grass?
Yes.
And again, where was that location in relationship to where the Mercedes was?
The Mercedes was pulled off to the side of the road. This was directly across the road in the grass on the other side.
Was DNA testing ultimately conducted on this particular knife?
Yes.
And were two individuals in that DNA testing that came back in the propositions as a result?
Yes, DNA profiles of both Alec Murdoch and Eddie Smith were identified on the knife.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our coverage of the trial of Alec Murdoch. You can even get a commercial-free experience when you subscribe through Apple Podcasts right now. There you'll also get access to all of the cases that we're covering for you ad-free. Check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. For all of us here, thanks for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop, because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the commission with its members, and that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account, or if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.